All right, excellent. I want to ask folks to please find their way back to their seat. It's 9:45. As you find your way back to your seat, just a few reminders. We have an agenda in the back of the room as well as speaker cards. If you're here to speak on this item or any item, I'd ask that you fill out a speaker card. Also ask folks to turn off their cell phone, and if there's a very necessary conversation, please take it outside of the chamber so we can pay attention to whomever is speaking. We'll begin in about 30 seconds, 1 minute, as staff gets ready to present. Thank you. Yeah. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, commissioners.
Good morning. How long will you need for your presentation?
5 minutes.
All right, we'll put five on. If you need more time, of course, we'll accommodate. It's just a gentle nudge and a reminder. Go ahead.
Good morning. My name is Mai Law with City Planning, and I'm here to walk you through the proposed mobility plan amendments. During our commission, during presentation last December, we had a chance to present text-related amendments to the plan that included bolstering language on equity, community engagement, and flexibility in the selection of corridors during the implementation process. Those amendments were included in the plan that was adopted by City Council on January 20th of this year. We are before you now to primarily discuss various amendments to the plan's enhanced networks, as well as some additional text amendments. The text amendments further reiterate the need for community engagement in the design and selection of street improvements. The text changes also further uplift equity as an important objective of the plan. The enhanced network changes largely stem from the council motions that were introduced last August. In response to specific motions, a number of streets were added to the bicycle, transit, and neighborhood enhanced networks to provide connections to community assets. While most of the network amendments included additional segments, two council motions requested removal of two specific street segments on the bicycle enhanced network. These include Westwood Boulevard in the Westwood Village area and Central Avenue in Council District 9 area. And at this time, City Planning staff recommends that these two segments remain in the plan. In explaining the rationale for this, it's important to point out that these two street segments were already a part of the city's 2010 bicycle plan. And as part of the extensive engagement process for the 2010 bike plan, Westwood and Central Avenue had been identified as important bikeway corridors. In developing the mobility plan, we sought to improve upon the 2010 bike plan by building a prioritization strategy and establishing design and corridor flexibility during the implementation process. As part of this strategy, and with extensive community input from a spectrum of voices, almost 300 miles of bike lanes from the 2010 bicycle plan were upgraded in the mobility plan to the bicycle enhanced network to provide for a regionally significant low stress bicycle network. And during this process, Westwood and Central were both identified as important components of the bicycle enhanced network because they are corridors that a number of bicyclists already use today. Taking Westwood and Central off the bicycle enhanced network will not stop the large number of bicyclists using these streets. It will, however, continue to leave people who bike at risk of collisions with no future plan to solve that. The enhanced networks speak to the city's Vision Zero effort to reduce traffic collisions, an overwhelming proportion of which result in pedestrian bicycle fatalities. The networks also speak to the complete streets approach that cities have embraced to reinvigorate streets and economic activity occurring on them. In addition, the networks represent a long-range strategy that speaks to the importance of providing connections to key destinations through various modes. It would be premature at this point to foreclose the opportunity of improving these corridors 20 years from now. And additional language was included in the plan that was adopted on January, which further reinforces the conceptual nature of these networks and further articulates the opportunities that exist in the future to consider alternative corridors. This level of flexibility is intended not to limit the opportunities the city has in the future to adapt. The city is required to plan for the mobility of every portion of our population, from people who walk, bike, drive, those who are mobility disabled, and more. Some of us need to use a variety of modes, and this plan responds to a lifetime of mobility needs and takes a balanced approach in providing that through a series of connected networks. We recommend that the Commission approve the amendments as they are presented in the staff report to uphold the larger vision and aspirational nature of this long-range plan. Thank you. And I would also like to introduce our counterparts at the Los Angeles Fire Department to speak, Steve Hisong.
Excellent, sir. Come on up.
Commissioners, thank you. My name is Steve Hisong. I am a battalion chief in charge of our planning section assigned to our fire chief. I want to thank you for allowing me to come here and talk today. I've been reignited with the relationship with the city planning staff here, and we're looking forward to looking at any impacts that
can you hear me?
Just bend it up a little bit.
I'll move it back down. I'm looking forward to working with the city planning staff on any kind of impacts within response routes and response times, so we would be able to provide the best public safety and protection of property and life and property. So we have reunited the relationship with the city planning staff. We will be involved in any of the impacts that might have anything to do with the growth of the city of Los Angeles, and look forward to protecting the city of Los Angeles. So with that, if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. We're going to, if you would stick around, we'll have questions in a moment.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I see one of our colleagues from council, or I saw. Is Mr. Koretz still here? Is he? Mr. Koretz, did you want to speak now? Glad to accommodate you. I know you have... wish to address us, and of course take as much time as you need. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I am here for one purpose, and that is to object to the inclusion of Westwood Boulevard bike lanes in this plan. It originally was brought to us, I think, as part of the Great Streets program. Westwood was chosen as a great street. No community input and no information to me before that was chosen. Westwood Boulevard was then chosen for this bike lane, I believe, to connect to the great streets, not necessarily because it was the best choice. Personally, I and the community surrounding Westwood Boulevard believe it's actually the worst possible choice because of the tens of thousands of cars and the over 900 buses that already traverse it, which will only increase in terms of the number of buses once the expo line is completed. We are encouraging you to consider, rather than calling out Westwood, even though it's aspirational, I believe it's aspirational with a likelihood of happening at some point, that we call out alternative north-south streets. I believe we do need a north-south access, but I also believe what our president of DOT said at our transportation committee meeting yesterday, where she was actually encouraging us to, rather than do 40 miles of bike lane, that we do 10 miles of bike lane that a non-daredevil would actually be willing to traverse. And I think that has been part of the problem with some of our bike lanes, is unless you're a really good cyclist, which I'm not, but I am a cyclist. I did the California AIDS ride, over 500 miles of protected route, that you wouldn't take most of our bike lanes. So even though they're connected, she said, Cheros, once we studied it, don't really work very well. A lot of the things we're doing to connect it are theoretical for most cyclists. So, and we took some pictures just yesterday, and we didn't spend hours trying to get the worst pictures. This is just random, some random shots of what traffic is like in terms of buses in Westwood. I have a couple. I think we have some more. Okay, so some of you already have it. And the fact is, even if you built protected bike lanes, which I think there probably isn't room for in Westwood, but I'll give it the benefit of the doubt. It certainly would be very tight. You'll have points at which the buses have to pull over to pick up passengers, and there will be a lot of interaction between buses. and cyclists. And the greater likelihood that you can't do a protected bike lane, I actually think it would be pretty dangerous. The argument that we should do it has been, oh, there have been many accidents over the years in this stretch. Well, I actually think that's the exact reason why we should encourage people to take a more safe, less bus trafficked and automobile trafficked route, because obviously this is a dangerous route, and only the most aggressive people take it, and even they get injured. So my encouragement would be to call out the effort to find alternate north-south routes and test those, and not take the one with the most buses, the most emergency vehicles, and the most automobiles, and try to divert it to Gailey, to a residential street, which I would feel even better about. In that case, I'd probably even be willing to use it myself because I would feel safe enough on a low traffic residential street. So I'd ask you to join me and virtually all the residents of Westwood, certainly all of their homeowners organizations and neighborhood councils, in supporting the removal of the verbiage that calls out Westwood Boulevard as the right north-south street, and instead consider all the alternatives and put a consideration of the alternatives into this plan. And I thank you very much. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. Otherwise, I think you understand my position.
Thank you. We really appreciate, you know, it's not often we've had a council member come and join us. I think this might be the third time in my 2 years, so really appreciate that outreach, and it matters very much. So I appreciate that, and glad you joined us today to express your point of view and that of your neighborhood. I also want to extend the courtesy to Council District 1. I don't believe the councilman is with us, but Sergio, are you with us? You know, we're today taking our council comments at the onset after the presentation, which is unusual, but glad to do so. Take as much time as you need. Good morning.
Good morning, Chair. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I'm here representing the office of Councilmember Cedillo. My name is Sergio Infanzon, and I'm here to oppose the inclusion of Westwood Boulevard and Central Avenue in the bicycle enhancement plan. That's basically our position. We're supporting CD5 and CD9 and removing these two streets. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll do that in a second. And given that we've opened the gate, why don't we finish with our elected representative offices if they wish to speak? I have Bryce Rosaro and Jose Ugarte. Hi, good morning. Good. Take as much time as you need. Just introduce yourself and tell us your thoughts.
So my name is Bryce Rosaro. I'm representing Councilmember Price. Councilmember Price is requesting the removal.
I'm sorry. I apologize for interrupting you, but it's a very insensitive mic, and I want to make sure we hear you.
Okay. My name is Bryce Rosaro. I'm here representing Councilmember Price. Councilmember Price is requesting the removal of Central Avenue from the Bicycle Enhanced Network in the Mobility Plan. In September of 2014, while the Mobility Plan was still being shaped, Councilmember Price asked for Central Avenue to be removed explicitly and requested that Avalon Boulevard be added. Avalon Boulevard is another north-south street just three blocks to the west. It's a wider street. It connects major parks in CD9, a housing development, as well as several schools and a community center. Boulevard was added and Central Avenue was not removed. There are several reasons why Councilmember Price did not feel that Central Avenue was a good option. He heard immediately when he took office from folks that they were concerned about the 2010 bicycle plan. There was a lack of access to local business included in the plan, and there would entail big changes for a very small portion of the population if bike lanes were included on Central Avenue. The first goal of the mobility plan is safety first. Putting a bike lane between parked cars and moving traffic, including heavy trucks, is not safe and not a solution for the transportation needs of the community. It disregards the needed and planned improvements, including left-hand turn pockets and wider ADA-compliant sidewalks. Many areas on the street are not ADA-compliant. They don't have 4 feet between the face of the building and the planters. The Bicycle Enhanced Network is supposed to be low stress. Central Avenue by nature does not fit this definition. It would mean that someone as young as 8 years old or as old as 80 years old would feel safe on Central Avenue. There would be no buffer between traffic and the parked vehicle door zone unless we remove parking entirely, something that constituents, businesses, and property owners have consistently asked that we maintain along the corridor. And that's it. And just for details, Central Avenue is about 79 feet on average, whereas Avalon's about 89 feet. That's it.
Thank you. You're all set? Were you the second name that I called, sir? Okay. You sure? Okay. Are there any other council guests with us, council people or their staff? No? Okay. There you go. Excellent. I appreciate that, and you're welcome, of course, to stay and sit through the rest of this item. I was remiss in not calling out the item number, so let me do that for the record. CPC 2013910 GPA SPCA MSC M2 and Associated Environmental. At this time, I'm going to open up the public hearing so that those who have filled out a speaker card can speak. I am going to be calling your names in groups of five. Each person will have a minute once they're introduced themselves. We have a lot of speakers, hence the shorter time period. When you hear your name, please line up in the aisle behind the podium. And again, just state your name and we'll begin the time at that point. So I'm going to go ahead and start calling up speakers. All right. Mehmet Berker, Emilia Croti, Carol Magnuson, and Dr. Laura Lake. Come on up. Whoever's first, please just introduce yourself and you can begin. Good morning.
Hi, I'm Emilia Croti with Los Angeles Walks. Mehmet is not here right now, so
okay.
I'm just going to go ahead. Okay, so the commission already has received a letter detailing our support of the Department of City Planning's recommendation report, but I just want to reiterate that LA Walks encourages the commission to reject amendments to the mobility plan that would remove Westwood Boulevard and Central Avenue from the Bicycle Enhanced Network. I'm speaking for pedestrians, and I say that bicycle lanes, particularly protected bike lanes, provide enormous safety benefits for all road users, but especially for those walking. They shorten crossing distances, and they control turning conflicts, and have reduced injury rates for people walking on similar urban corridors by 12 to 52%. These health and safety benefits should not be denied to people walking Westwood and Central Ave without their consent. Accepting amendments that remove streets from the mobility plan without first consulting residents goes directly against the previous council direction to increase engagement in these very same communities. Residents and stakeholders should be absolutely clear on any trade-offs before this kind of decision is made for them. So we support the Department of City Planning's recommendation to retain Westwood and Central in the plan. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, good morning.
My name is Carol Magnuson. I'm vice president of the Westwood Hills Property Owners Association and a former member of the Westwood Design Review Board. I spent a lot of time in Westwood during the past 50 years as a resident, both as a homeowner, a renter in the North Village, and on staff at UCLA. During that period of time, I've been a driver and a pedestrian. Today, I come to speak for my neighbors to ask you to support our councilman, Paul Koretz, by removing the ill-considered Westwood Boulevard bike lane from the 2035 mobility plan. We second all of our councilman's comments and are very grateful for them. Even proponents of the bike lane, and you'll hear from a couple I see in the audience, agree that it will increase congestion and slow travel on Westwood Boulevard. And this is true for buses and bus riders as well as for emergency vehicles. Thousands of people will take more time getting to work, to class, and to medical care every day.
Unfortunately, that's your time.
Thank you
very much. I appreciate your comments. Hi, good morning. Before you begin, let me also ask Dr. Jerry Brown and Hillary Norton to please line up. Go right ahead. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Laura Lake for the Westwood Community Council, Fix the City, and Save Westwood Village. It's very important to appreciate that 940 buses and more once Expo opens, use Westwood Boulevard. They don't have choices. The Expo line will be blocking at grade traffic on Westwood Boulevard, so there will be more delays. The bike path proposed is not a remove nothing plan. DOT has reviewed it, and there's a quote in my testimony saying you have to lose turn pockets, you have to shave the median, and you may be losing parking for merchants in a parking short area. So it's misnamed. But we do support alternatives which would be continuous from Expo to the Village and to UCLA.
Thank you. Appreciate your comments. Can I have Eric Bruins and Sean Meredith also line up, please? Good morning, sir.
Dr. Jerry Brown, president of the Westwood Neighborhood Council, member of the Westwood Community Council, here to support Councilman Koretz's opposition to the inclusion of Westwood Boulevard. I've attended many hearings and presentations on this subject, and as have other board members and stakeholders, and our opposition has been to no avail. Our opposition is based on the fact that there are 900 plus bus trips per day and 30,000 automobile trips traversing Westwood Boulevard. We feel that this has not been taken into serious consideration by the Department of Planning. Implementation of the protected bicycle lane would necessitate loss of vehicle travel lanes, adversely impacting the already badly compromised flow of traffic in Westwood and along Wilshire Boulevard from Beverly Hills all the way to the 405 freeway and west. And there is major concern regarding removal of parking space access to accommodate protected.
Unfortunately, that's your time. I appreciate your comments.
I thought as president of the neighborhood council, I was entitled to more.
I'm sorry you're not, sir. Everyone gets 1 minute. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cindy Brown, will you also please join the line?
Hillary is walking up the steps of City Hall, if you'll grant her an extra minute to get in line.
Well, she can go at the...
Excellent.
I always call up anybody who didn't get a chance to speak who wanted to, so she can come at the tail end. She probably was stuck in traffic. Are you a speaker?
I am. I'm next after her.
Well, then introduce yourself and give us your comments.
Good morning. My name is Eric Bruins. I'm the policy director at the Los Angeles County Bicycle Coalition, and we've been in support of Mobility Plan 2035 from the beginning, and we were a part of carefully designing the networks, and I think the central tenet of the plan is that every mode deserves a safe and functional network so that everybody can get to where they're trying to go. It's also the product of years of prior work. It was based on the bike plans, based on outreach that was conducted for the plan. There was a technical advisory committee of community-based groups, business groups, and everybody that came together, and this is really the result. But I think where we have to also recognize where we are in the process. This is the start of a community conversation. And so, you know, there was clear direction from the council that we wanted to do more community engagement. And I think what you'll hear today is that there are community members that feel like their voices haven't been heard, and they want to have these bike lanes considered, and they really deserve that opportunity. And so removing them from the plan is saying, no, we don't want to even talk about this. Whereas a lot of the impacts that have been cited so far, you know, are conceptual because they literally haven't been studied because the plan hasn't, you know, the plan was adopted, but we haven't gotten to the point where those conversations have taken place. And so I really ask you to give the community members an opportunity to have these discussions
in
their community.
Appreciate your comments. Can I also have Damian Goodman join the queue? Good morning, sir. Please go ahead and introduce yourself and give us your comments.
Hello, my name is Sean Meredith. The divide between amenities for people in cars and those without is great. The cost of housing in Los Angeles is skyrocketing, making car ownership far out of reach for even more of its citizens. And these citizens who don't have automobiles deserve a modicum of safety and consideration in getting from point A to point B. I work about 11 miles from home, and I commute by bike. There is no safe route for me to take. None. In the 8 years that I have been commuting by bicycle, I've been hit 3 times. Once by a car door, twice by right hooks, if you know what a right hook is. It's when the car turns right in front of you. So I think we need to make changes. I think that this plan is a good start to making it a little bit safer for people who are not in a two-ton automobile. I think to address the Westwood issue, for the council member and the citizens, you know, from Fix the City do not want this bike lane on that will connect the Expo to UCLA. The parallel streets are small, they are narrow, they are packed with cars, and there's zero mobility. Please keep the plan intact. Thank you very much.
Can I also ask Ryan Snyder to join the line? Good morning, sir. Go right ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Christopher DiMacci. I'm with the UCLA community. I just want to say thank you for hearing us. This is an amazing opportunity, and this mobility plan is such a gift to the city. I'm a former city employee, and I just want to encourage people to think, not spending so much energy on fighting things and having fear of change, but let's welcome this. Let's look at other things we could do. That's what we should be talking about. A bicycle 405, these things. We hear things like 1% of the population commutes by bicycle, so we can't do this. I speak to bicyclists every day that don't ride because of these issues. And I think we need to say, if there were no connecting car roads, would we be discussing why people don't drive cars, or would we be building roads? Thank you.
Thank you. Can we have David Krawarw? David, I'm blaming you. K-A-R-W. That's what I can read. Join the line. Good morning, sir. Please introduce yourself.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Ryan Snyder. I'm a resident homeowner in Westwood. I'm also a bicyclist, and I'm a transportation planning consultant. I've been doing bicycle planning for about 30 years or more, and I've produced street design manuals that are used across the country, and I'm on the national committee that determines what sort of signs and markings and so forth we use on our streets. I'm very familiar with these situations, and I know what works and what doesn't work. I've measured Westwood Boulevard. That curb lane is 26 feet wide. Take out 8 feet for parking, you still have 18 feet for a nice buffered bike lane. Contrary to what the opposition has said, we're not taking any travel lanes out, we're not taking any parking out. I've produced a plan that's called the Remove Nothing Plan that answers those questions. And I also want to take umbrage with what our council member has said, that all of Westwood supports taking the Westwood bike lanes off. That's not the least bit true. The students have all supported it, merchants have all supported the bike lanes, many of the residents support the bike lanes, and we're in the vast majority on this. It's a small number that don't want it.
Thank you for your comment, sir. Do we have a copy of that out of curiosity? Did you submit that? I'm not asking you for your copy. I'm asking, did you submit that? I don't think that's allowed. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, commissioners. Good morning, Commissioner Katz, Commissioner Mack. It's good to see you both. My name is Damian Goodman. I'm the executive director of the Crenshaw Subway Coalition. We are the community group that advocated so strongly that a Crenshaw light rail line be built. And I'd be remiss, even though I know this is not necessarily the focus, if I didn't mention that the strongest issue in the at-grade section, because it wasn't put underground, Commissioner Katz, between 48th and 60th Street on Crenshaw Boulevard, has been, when you talk about long-term impacts, the removal of parking. There's a belief that there is a belief and there's substantiation, there's substantial evidence to prove that there is inadequate parking capacity to address this very fragile commercial corridor, what is the last black business corridor in the city. And given that, given the constraints of the right-of-way as of now, adding the bike lane is seen as something else, and it is specifically taking parking that is not available. When we think about alternatives, both streets, or the Crenshaw Boulevard in its entirety, have residential streets to its east and west that could be adequate bike boulevards that would not compromise the business environment. Yeah. We'd like you to look at that in the future as you continue these conversations. Thank you.
Thank you. TJ Flexer, would you also please join the queue? Good morning, sir. Please introduce yourself, and you'll have a minute to address us with your comments.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm David Karwoski, an associate director for UCLA Transportation. Bicycling at UCLA has been growing by leaps and bounds. In 2006, we had approximately 800 bicyclists pedaling to and from campus. Today, we have more than 3,000 bicyclists. We were recently awarded a silver level as a bike-friendly university. How did we do it? First, by understanding that more bicycling is better than less. Therefore, we are not curtailing our efforts to attract more bicyclists to convert more people from drive-alone commuting to bicycling. We have a myriad of programs to encourage and incentivize our Bruins to start and stay bicycling. Later this year, we'll be adding bike share to the campus. I can say with absolute certainty that our bicycling numbers will only grow as we move into the future. The bike lanes on Westwood, can anyone in good conscience remove the lanes from the plan, knowing that there will surely be many more cyclists using that primary entrance into campus? We hope not. Thank you.
Thank you. Are you here on behalf of the university, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. Can I also have Julia Wasson join the queue, please? Come on up. Go ahead and introduce yourself, and you'll have a minute to address this with your comments.
Hi, hello. Thank you for hearing us. My name is Thomas Flexer. I am a business owner, specifically a bicycle retail business owner. I've been a bicycle retailer for 10 years. I've seen a boom in bicycling in the past, and I do not see much growth in cycling at the moment, and I know that there is a large portion of the driving population that would be cyclists if there were safe infrastructures to ride on. I strongly encourage us to support the original Westwood and Central Avenue bike corridors, add more to it, if anything. Those roads are not safe at the moment. They definitely could be better, and doing nothing is definitely not a solution. And I just strongly encourage us to keep these both in the mobility plan.
Thank you. Jim McQuiston, will you please join the queue? Good morning. Please introduce yourself, and you'll have a minute to share your thoughts.
I'm Julia Wasson. I'm a homeowner and longtime resident of Council District 4 in the area that's now being known as the Sunset Square Historic Preservation Overlay Zone. I want to thank the council and the planning department for all the consideration they've given to amendments to the plan in our little neighborhood. I'm here to speak for two streets in particular to thank you for the revisions to the plan and just to make sure going forward that it's acknowledged that both Fairfax and Gardner between Sunset and Hollywood Boulevards and really between Fountain and Hollywood Boulevards go through historic preservation zones of R1 neighborhoods. And it's very old infrastructure above ground utilities, very narrow streets with parking that is completely needed for the residents and for the few businesses that are right along Sunset. And to designate them as collector streets is potentially a conflict with the amount of space that's currently there. Gardner has a fire station and an elementary school, several alleys coming off it. It's a tiny little street, two lanes plus parking. To designate it as a connector, I think, is very challenging. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. McQuiston, it's your mic. Can we also have Jeff Carr please line up and get ready to address the commission? Good morning, Jim.
Jim McQuiston, you have my statement. I want to say, though, also, this is a legislative process. And the Attorney General has said that if you're a legislator and you're not on the committee, you cannot speak in a commission like this. And I would say to disregard all comments that came from the CDs right now. They have their chance when it comes up to the City Council, and they'll probably powder the plan. But I certainly cannot say that you can disregard one lane or another lane in the city without violating Article 1 of the California Constitution. If the planners say this is a good idea, it has to be done.
Thank you, Mr. McQuiston. Before you begin, can I also ask Christopher, I'm going to go with DeMackey, and Roxanne Stern to line up. Go ahead, sir. Good morning. Please introduce yourself and take a minute to share your thoughts.
Yes, good morning. Jeff Carr from Los Angeles, and just wanted to thank you for your time. Basically, the idea of having visible streets that show that bicyclists can go places, I think, is a huge help. Denmark in the late 60s was not really known, Copenhagen specifically, for having that much bicycling. But because of city planning efforts over time, sequentially, they have been able to add and add and add till now it's a fantastic city. With our good weather, I really want to encourage you to be keeping that as a goal. It will really improve the quality of life for Los Angeles. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Before you begin, can I also have Hyron Lee and Wayne Howard line up? Good morning. Please introduce yourself and take a minute to tell us your thoughts.
I'm Roxanne Stern. I live in North Village, which is a section of Westwood. First of all, the councilman does not speak for all of Westwood. I'm here to say that I implore you to keep and retain the city planning staff recommendations regarding these two streets. Leaving out bike lanes destroys the purpose of the program citywide. And overall, the goal of the plan is to provide safe, accessible, and reliable transportation for everybody. And it's been pointed out that Expo Line is going to be opening up, and I don't believe that cars are going to be getting off the Expo Line and going up Westwood Boulevard. I do believe that people are going to ride their bikes onto the metro, take the Metro to Westwood Boulevard and ride up to UCLA and to the retail area. So we are going to have more bicycles using that street. That is the most direct street to the university for sure. And I strongly urge you to go forward with this. Keep the plan intact in order to study and get the public input. I think we deserve safe infrastructure to ride, drive, and walk.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments. George Torres, please also join the line. Good morning. Come on up. Tell us your name, and you'll have a minute to address us with your thoughts.
Hello. My name is Heron Lee, and I'm a policy and outreach coordinator at LACBC. Before I started at LACBC, I was a graduate student at UCLA, also an advocacy chair for the student group called Bike Coalition at UCLA. I remember one day, three years from now, when over 100 riders, including myself, were riding on Westwood to show strong support for Westwood bike lanes. After years of advocacy, and we are still here without bike lanes, with a risk of losing them even from the plan and risking our lives every day. People have been biking on Westwood before even the bicycle master plan existed. Over 800 people choose to ride on Westwood Boulevard every day despite its hostile condition to bicyclists because it truly makes sense. The number of people choosing to ride on Westwood is ever growing because of the school's commitment to reduce traffic and promote alternative ways to get to school.
Thank you, Ms. Lee.
Thank you so much.
Nareet Katz, please also join the line. Good morning, sir. Please introduce yourself, and you'll have a minute.
How you doing? My name is Wayne Howard, and I'm actually a long-term resident of CD5. I reside on National just before it becomes Westwood. One thing I think a lot of people here who ride know that the DMV law states that as a cyclist, I am entitled to take the full lane. So I can get in the lane, ride with cars behind me until I get to my destination or to a safer spot. As a result, I think with the Expo train station set to open up in the next few months, most cyclists traveling to UCLA or going to work or any facet thereof are going to take the most direct route, which is Westwood Boulevard, because it goes straight up to UCLA. By law, they are entitled to take the full lane. So for me, I really implore you to consider the students, employees, and many cyclists that utilize Westwood Boulevard on a day-to-day, with the only safe action being to legally take the entire lane. Cyclists need safe options, so I just hope that you would keep the mobility plan intact. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. David Coles, will you please join the line? Good morning. Come on up, sir.
Hi, good morning, commissioners. My name is George Torres. I'm a 30-year resident of South Central LA. I'm also a president of my neighborhood council, Zapata King. And I'm in support of the staff report to keep the bicycle network in Central Avenue and also in Westwood. And I'm also a bicyclist myself. I bike on Central Avenue pretty frequently, about 2-3 times a week. And, you know, it's hazardous out there, and I think we need more protection. Central Avenue is designated a great street, and I believe that what's a great street if it's not a complete street? You know, that has safety options for different modes of travel, pedestrian, bicycles, buses, and vehicles as well. So just want to share.
Do you speak on behalf of your neighborhood council, sir?
Not today. We are going to put together a community impact statement for next week.
That's what I wanted to know. Thank you. Hi, good morning. Before we begin, can I have Victor Aquino also join the line? Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm Nareet Katz. I'm the Chief Sustainability Officer for UCLA. I apologize. My voice is a little sore. It's actually because of a cold, but it could be from speaking over and over again about the mobility plan and the bike lane. No, that's all right. I wanted to first clarify the official position of the university because so many of our community members do come and speak. So the official position, which was detailed in a letter to Paul Koretz's office, is that we are calling for the engineering study, which LADOT has been on hold for a long time. And if that study shows that we can have the bike lane on Westwood without removing a lane of traffic, the university is very strongly in support of the bike lane and the mobility plan. I do want to echo what's been said already, which is that unfortunately, I think the council member wasn't quite correct in terms of his characterization of the community. There's clearly a lot of different positions on this. It is not one voice that we're hearing from Westwood. And I would say that in my experience in a very public position, that the against the bike lane voices are actually the minority, which doesn't mean they're not important. I think we do need a study to show what the best route is, but there are many different voices supporting this lane. Thank you.
Appreciate it. The Mint offer stands. Augustus Taylor. Also, please join the line. Good morning.
Hi, my name is David Coles. I'm a cyclist, and I'll echo some of the statements made already. I think that Los Angeles is poised for a bicycling revolution. I think it's really the ideal climate for it, and there's an army of people who would love to bike, but they're not biking now because it's not safe. The only people really biking around LA today are people who are daring and thrive on adrenaline, or people who have no other choice because it's the only way that they can afford to get around. If you build it, they will come. Add the bicycling infrastructure, and bicycling will grow dramatically. And these are customers for these small businesses that are concerned about losing parking. You're not going to lose customers. You're just going to provide another way for your customers to reach you. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I have Yasina Morales and Asami Al Basir El? You know, I'm going to leave the AK off. You can introduce yourself on that one. Come right up. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, good morning, council members. It's a pleasure to be here. It's an awesome day today. I'm here to ask that you guys vote in favor of keeping the Mobility Plan 2035 as it is, especially with regards to Central Avenue. You know, I'm going to try to keep it short, but Central Avenue does need a bike lane. It's for many of the reasons that Avalon need bike lanes too, right? Like there's tons of schools, there's tons of businesses on Central Avenue. So there's more traffic there, and it's fairly dangerous right now. Also echoing the point that one of the persons made earlier, that it's a direct route, right? So it's, you know, people are gonna use the direct route and there's a right of way for folks. So just with those things in mind, I hope that you guys vote to keep the Mobility Plan 2035 as it is. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for the opportunity to address this issue with all of you. I just want to, first of all, just praise the plan that's gone forth from 2035. I think it's excellent with regard to especially our area in your trust in the CD9. And I just want to really ask a commission to really please stick with that. I know the CD9 wants to change that from Central Avenue, but you know, Central Avenue should not only be safe for businesses that are a very priority in a lot of people's mind, but also for our lives. I've had a couple of serious incidents, life-threatening incidents that are around that area, and I just hope that the commission here will really give priority to safety and not let just bicyclists be shuffled off to another side street when Central Avenue is so central, symbolically speaking, to us. So please give that consideration because it's very urgent to us and it deals with our lives. I'm a bicyclist, and I just hope to continue safely
riding
the bicycle. Thanks a lot for hearing me on that.
So Ashley Hansack, we also please join the line. Good morning. Come on up. Introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Yesenia Morales, and I am 18 years old and born and raised in South LA and a constituent of CD9. I am here to tell you to pass the Mobility Plan 2035 as it is without the CD9 amendments. According to our findings, we have identified 615 people who demand a bike lane along Central Avenue. It is a critical need to have a bike lane running along Central Avenue because there is an average of 60 cyclists per hour and possibly even more during peak hours. They say they want to provide safer and healthier communities, but how can they accomplish this when they are opposing a bike lane on Central Avenue? There has been a total of 1,473 accidents. How many more deaths, accidents, and tears must be shed until they realize how critical the need for a bike lane is? There's already cyclists on Central Avenue. Then that's where the bike lane is needed. We can't continue to have our community live in danger. We want to reduce car usage in Los Angeles. Adding a bike lane is the first step. No mass deaths, we need bike lanes on Central Avenue. Thank you.
Thank you. Rosa Perez, will you please join the line? Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning. I'm Asami Al Basir Il, Vice President from Trust South LA. I'm here in total support of the bike lane on Central Avenue as well as Westwood. I've been in support with our allies, LACBC. We have pertinent data to show that there's a need, as well as Westwood, Central Avenue, Expo Line, and all these things that are coming. We need safer streets. People here have family members that ride bicycles, youth, and we need to protect them. Everybody needs to be protected. I've been struck by doing the right thing, riding my bike, safety helmet on, lights and so forth. And it's just a shame that current price is trying to go against that by widening in the streets instead of making the safer streets for all of the community. I reside in District 9, and I'm definitely an advocate for more bike lanes, safer streets, and the erection of Westwood as well as Central. I think it's very pertinent, and it should go forward. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Jeff Jacoberger, Estuardo M. I'm going to let you say that. Go right ahead. Introduce yourself, and you'll have a minute to begin.
Good morning. My name is Ashley Hansack, and I am here to support the Mobility 2035 plan as is. Last summer, I worked for the Department of Cultural Affairs, and I traveled 10 miles from Watts to downtown. But after several weeks, I realized that my life was in danger, so I was forced to take side streets. Central is a major thoroughfare, and I've used it plenty of times, but I'm tired of my life being jeopardized. 2 years ago, I was hit by a vehicle in South LA. I was wearing a helmet, I was wearing a safety vest, I was doing everything right. And I was hit, and I still suffer injuries till this day. I'm 22 years old, and this is unacceptable. Sorry. I'm a valuable asset to the community, along with my other community members, and I ask and I plead that you please pass the Mobility 2035 plan as is, especially with the CD9, with the amendment, without the CD9 amendment, including the bike lane on Central Avenue. I'm a student, I'm a shopper, I'm a daughter, I'm a sister, and I'm a worker in South LA. Again, please, please, please.
Thank you. Hi, good morning.
I'm translating for her.
Hold on one sec. Do we have an official city translator available?
James Williams, no, we do not.
Is there any issue with having somebody translate for her? That's her friend, her colleague?
Just for the record, I mean, we do have on our agenda that if there are needs, please let us know in advance and we can accommodate. But I would let her go ahead.
So can you...
Do you want me to do it?
No. So here's what we have a very sophisticated Angelino here. I'm going to make an offer. Ma'am? Ma'am, do you want a city translator? If so, we'll just need a little bit to get one down here. Or are you okay working with this woman to your right? All right, so this is what we're going to do. You two go over there, talk to James and Veronica. Actually, I think you need to listen to testimony. Jeff, come on up. We'll get you started in just a sec. If there's anyone else with any language needs, as the agenda notes, please let us know in advance so we can accommodate. What do we conclude? Okay, great. We're going to get a translator. Terrific. Jeff, please introduce yourself, and you'll have a minute to address the commission.
Good morning. My name is Jeff Jacoberger. I'm chair of the Los Angeles Bicycle Advisory Committee, made up of four appointees of the mayor and one from each of the 15 council members, and we unanimously support the mobility element as adopted and the staff report. What you're required to do under law is to develop a complete streets plan. And what's being proposed is to have a complete streets plan that provides no bicycle connection to UCLA. That's not a complete streets plan. There's been a lot of talk about, you can just ride on a side street. There's a couple problems with that. Like most people, I need to go to the ATM and stop at the grocery store and stop at Target and do my shopping and do errands, and none of those are on side residential streets. And on those side residential streets, there is no way for cars to pass bicyclists when there's heavy traffic. The worst road rage I experience as a bicyclist on Los Angeles streets is on cut-through streets during rush hour when bicyclists are running me off the road and into parked cars because there's no way to get around them, and that does not happen with bike lanes anywhere, ever.
Thank you. To my friends in the audience, I'd ask to withhold applause. I think they're for me, but they are not necessary. and it helps everyone get through the meeting in a respectful way. Good morning, sir. Before you begin, can I have Georgia Serrano and Courtney Bainton also join? Go ahead, sir. Please introduce yourself. You'll have a minute to address us.
Thank you, David. My name is Estuardo Mazariegos, and I'm here in favor of the mobility plan 2035 as is, because if safety matters, then the first order of business is to make sure that the most vulnerable folks in our city are taken care of. The hardest working folks in our city are folks in South Central LA. I've known a lot of folks that are commuting on bicycle, not out of recreational needs, but out of necessity. People on Central Avenue are commuting to grocery stores, to schools to pick up their kids. And what it comes down to, if we deny the community in South Central Los Angeles a bike lane, then we further segregate our community. Los Angeles is moving in a new direction away from the car. To deny South Central that opportunity too, we're moving in the same direction that, historically the city's left out South Central in innovation. So I'm here to make sure that, you know, our voice gets heard, and that you guys move forward and make sure that South Central's voice gets heard, and that we move forward with Mobility Plan 2035, as is Central Avenue included, and also in support of the Westwood folks. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. My name is Georgina Serrano. I'm a community organizer with Trust South LA. I'm working in this community for more than 20 years. So I'm a support the Mobility Plan 2035 without the amendments by CD9 office, because we bike with families. As you see, Chuy and Maria, the mom who lives on a block from the central, and when we bike with the group, I'm really worried about that. The whole group biking with no bike line on us. So, Central Avenue was the highest number of cyclists anywhere in the city during peak hours. So according to the reporter. So I really ask you for a bike line on Central Avenue. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. My name is Courtney Bainton, and I am a resident. I am in favor for the mobility plan in 2035 because we already have a lot of businesses and a lot of people on the streets. And I want my daughter, because I'm a parent, I want my daughter to have the opportunity to ride her bike without being in danger. Thank you.
Thank you. I apparently overlooked two people. So, Sandy Brown, are you still with us? Sandy Brown? Hi. Not intentional, pardon me. And I have, behind you, Sandy, I have... I know. This one's going to be hard. You're going to have to forgive me. Avesetti Alvarado? A. Alvarado. Excellent. You'll go after Miss Brown, and then we'll also have Hillary. You'll bring up the rear, and then maybe we'll have our translator present at that point. Good morning. Sorry about
that. Thank you. My name is Sandy Brown. I'm president of Homey Westwood Property Owners Association, and I sit on the Neighborhood Council. I want to make it very clear that the minority that has been referred to is not a minority at all. We support the councilman, and that includes the Neighborhood Council, the Community Council, the Homey Westwood, Westwood Hills, Cheviot Hills Homeowners Association, and Save Westwood Village. There are seven groups in addition to the council member. What we would like and what we strongly ask for is that we study other streets. We do not oppose a bike lane at all. We're not talking about studying residential streets. We're talking about studying streets that lead directly into Westwood Boulevard, into UCLA. Westwood Boulevard is dangerous. I myself counted every single bus schedule of going into Westwood Boulevard between the hours of 6:30 in the morning and 8 in the evening. There are 940 buses today that traverse Westwood Boulevard. It's very dangerous. We're
Thank
only
you.
Asking that you look at other streets. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Hi, good morning. Come on up and fix my butchering.
Araceli.
Indeed. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Well, my name is Araceli Alvarado, and I'm here in support of Plan 2035, especially the bike lanes in Central Avenue. I'm a mother of five, the oldest is 20 and the youngest is 8. It's really sad for me to see my girls giving away their bikes because we just moved to South Central 2 years ago and they don't have a place to ride them. I was thinking, you know, farmers market, everything on Central, and we can go by bike because we live down Main. So it's not that far and they can exercise. But it's really sad for my girls to give away their bikes because they think it's really dangerous and they don't have a place where to, you know, be over there, around there. I have an older son, he's 20, he plays soccer. He hurt his leg, especially his knee, when he was, you know, trying to avoid a car down on Central. Also, my uncle has been in a karate place, school, for almost 20 years. And it's hard for him to advertise something healthy without him having a place where
Thank
to
you.
Ride bikes. Thank you.
Appreciate your comments. Do we have the translator present yet? They're in transit. If you're here to speak on this item, you need to fill out a speaker card. I have the last speaker coming up aside from the person who, if did you fill out a speaker card? We'll resolve this when you come up. Hillary, why don't you come up and give us your thoughts?
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Hillary Norton, and I'm the executive director of Fast Fixing Angeleno Stuck in Traffic, and I'm here to support the Mobility Plan 2035 as is. I have tremendous respect for Council Members Koretz and Council Member Curtin Price. However, I have even more respect for the planning process itself. And that is that we came together and supported a multimodal, interdisciplinary plan that works hand in hand together. And those corridors were discussed numerous times as being a place where we could have these considered, meet, and discuss how they would be implemented. It's not an implementation plan. It's a plan for us to have vision for the next 20 years. To me, taking these off the table now says that we are not going to have this discussion for the next 20 years. We have the ability to discuss alternatives. We have the ability also to focus on the original corridors that we have chosen in the plan. These continue to be important routes to UCLA, around the community, and you can hear today all the people who have wanted these for all this time. Do not take these away and take away the compromise of this plan that was such a hallmark of this being the very part of do real Thank planning you. That this commission supports. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your comments. There was a gentleman who stood up and said he hadn't been called. Can you come on up and introduce yourself? And I'm sure your speaker card is somewhere in that pile. Is there anyone else who was not called? No? Okay. Good morning, sir.
As I understand it, I was the first called, but I was in the restroom. So I'm Mehmet Berker. I sit on the Mid-City West Neighborhood Council, and I'm a steering committee member for Los Angeles Walks. I'm here to urge you to support the staff recommendation. I think what some have said, and Hillary just said, is true. If you omit something from even being considered to be studied, that is sending a signal that you're not basing any decisions on what the truth is. You're basing them on your perceptions, which could be fine or could be wrong. To go to a specific anecdote, my girlfriend's been working at UCLA for 5 years, and she bikes to UCLA every day. I think I've heard this commission say before that we should, when we come to transportation, we should expand our definition of what a constituency is. Residents in Westwood have a great say, sure, but so do the students and faculty and staff of UCLA. So do people from everywhere else in Los Angeles that have to use areas that we are considering. That's why we need to keep considering them, not omit them. Thanks.
Thank you. Where are we with the translator, James? I think it's the last speaker. Should have been here. Why don't we hear if staff has a response, and then I'll accommodate the speaker once our translator arrives. In particular, there was something thrown out once about Fairfax or Gardner.
Yes, so Gardner was actually amended
And street designation was amended, actually, when you took action in December. That's already been done, and we've confirmed that for the folks who are here. And also Fairfax is in front of you today. We're just redesignating it as an avenue to align with the adjacent environment that's there, and we agree with that recommendation. So in regards to the bicycles, I think that it's important to reiterate that the both Westwood and Central were part of the 700-plus mile backbone network that was adopted back in 2000, in the 2010 bicycle plan. When we move forward with the mobility plan, our intent was to keep that 700-mile network intact, and we have. What we did, though, as a part of the mobility plan, is that we decided that it was important to kind of start to differentiate those 700 miles, largely to be able to help us as a city prioritize those. Part of it was also in response to the many, many people who spoke to us during the development of the mobility plan, who spoke to the need to create an arterial network of protected, low-stress bicycle facilities. People kept telling us bicycle lanes were great, but for a lot of people who aren't, again, real active experienced bicyclists, the bicycle lane doesn't provide them quite the level of protection they'd like. So we decided to elevate 300 of those 700 bicycle lanes to a protected bicycle lane system, which basically became the Bicycle Enhanced Network. Westwood and Central are part of those. They were originally part of the backbone network. They're now elevated to be part of the protected bicycle lane network. I think that, what was I going to say? Anyway, we just think that that's just an important kind of part of the history to reiterate for you. I think that there was also a mention, I think, by Councilman Koretz of the concern about how protected bicycle lanes and transit might interface. We know there's lots of opportunities actually to have those two actually work together very, very well. And Westwood Boulevard through the village actually provides us a wonderful opportunity in the future, once we do get to the point where we're ready to start to implement it, to have a very intense dialogue about what might be perhaps a really creative design to allow for that to really function as a very good transit corridor to accommodate those buses as well as potentially bicycles, or look at, again, alternative corridors. The plan that was recently adopted on January 20th that, again, you guys saw in December, embedded yet further language in the plan that spoke to the flexibility that we'll all have when we start to move forward to actually implement the plan. As many folks said today, this is just the beginning of the conversation, and we really look forward to looking at each of these different corridors throughout the city as we implement this plan over the next 20 years, because ultimately we believe that, again, the protected bicycle network does provide a much, much safer environment, and just want to reiterate many of the comments we heard today.
Thank you. I see we have our translator present, and I wanted to invite the individual who wanted to testify. So we'll put 2 minutes on the clock to provide additional accommodation. We'll see how that works. So once you introduce yourself, that time will begin.
Good morning, Vanessa Soto, Department of City Planning.
Buenos días, mi nombre es Rosa Perez, y yo vivo en el sur centro de Los Ángeles.
Good morning, my name is Rosa Perez, and I live in South Los Angeles.
Y estoy aquí para apoyar el Mobility Plan 2035 sin los cambios.
And I'm here in support of the Mobility Plan 2035 without any changes.
Del CD9.
From Council District 9.
Soy una madre que junto con mi hijo rentamos bicicleta para ir a la librería y hacemos compras, pagamos los servicios públicos, vamos al parque.
I am a mother with whom my son, we ride bicycles to go to the library to make purchases and make payments on public services.
Y por esta razón necesitamos una línea de bicicletas en la avenida central.
And for that reason, we need a bicycle lane along Central Avenue.
Por nuestra seguridad y de otros.
For our security and the security of others.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for coming down. Excellent. So, James, we have no other speaker cards, correct? Is anyone here who wanted to speak on this item that did not have a chance to fill out a speaker card? Okay, excellent. We already heard from council. Staff already responded. So at this time, I'm going to close the public hearing and open the discussion to commissioner deliberations and questions. I'm going to kick it off with two questions for our friend from the fire department, if you'd come up. Have you read the addendum statements concerning the emergency response?
Sir, yes, the fire department has responded with the mobility plan and the amendments. We sat together to get on the language on the mobility plan, the amendments specifically, and we agree with the amendments that we will be at the table when we get closer to the actual implementation of the impacts of the mobility plan. Yes.
Thank you. That's it. Thank you very much. Commissioner Padilla, do you want to kick us off with any questions or comments?
Sure. First, I wanted to say thank you for adding the CD7 streets on O'Melveny and Haddon. I think it's a great addition, since I hope that in the near future we will have that connection to the Pacoima Wash Greenway. So thank you for that. I wanted to address the Westwood Boulevard. I'm a Bruin, so I totally understand the need to have that as a designated bike lane. I don't think that Gailey Avenue is necessarily the best option. I actually think that's more unsafe to ride on Gailey, honestly, and I don't see it as a viable option. I think Westwood would be perfect, not only because people are already using it, so it would be irresponsible of us to go ahead and remove it. I think people will continue to use it anyways. So it's in our interest to keep it and keep it safe or make it safer. There's also a lot more amenities along Westwood that people need to use, students need to use, and then Gailey. So I am in favor of keeping Westwood, and I'm not as familiar with Central Avenue, but I do appreciate the comments that were made today by community residents that do use it and need it to be safer for their use as well. So I think that's it. So thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Mack?
Yes. It would help if I turned the microphone on, yeah. I support the basic amendments, certainly the equity issue, the regional transit connections, action plan programs, et cetera, and appreciate the comments that have been made by staff regarding the desire to be aspirational and visionary as you look out into the future, and also to be flexible. And on the point of flexibility, I guess as I listen to both advocates for as well as opponents against, I think it's important that as we look at the Westwood and Central Avenue recommended amendments, that really think in terms of, and even beyond that, mutual coexistence between bicyclists on the one hand, people in automobiles on the other, pedestrians on the other hand. And, I think it's important that we listen to each other and not tune out some of the issues and concerns that have been raised. And that we, when we're talking about projecting 20 years out, I don't think any of us know today what circumstances will be like 15, 20 years from now. So I don't think we should foreclose the argument that the room should be left open for a consideration of all alternates and alternatives in this process. And in that regard, I just don't feel comfortable that the language, quite frankly, is strong enough in that regard, as we talk about the, I think it was, just give me a moment, yeah. It's important that we acknowledge Gailey, et cetera, and could be considered. I would propose that we strengthen that language and say, should be seriously considered, or something, some language in that connection to really ensure that we're going to be open to the future, to additional research, to additional studies, to see how things unfold and whether or not the concerns that have been expressed, by people who are opposing it, are valid or not. But I think we ought to go with the facts and not our biases one way or the other.
I'm bias-free, John. Claire, just, is that should? Is that something you could to should?
Claire Bowen, City Planning Department. What I want to do is recognize that the language that Commissioner Mack was reading from was actually in the staff report, and what I want to do is actually read to you the language that you all approved and that was actually adopted in the January 20th version that I think actually speaks to your concerns, because I think that's one of the things we've been trying to really emphasize. The language already is in the plan that speaks to the flexibility we'll all have in the future. So basically, I won't read the whole thing, but basically, trying to figure where to start this.
So Claire,
yeah.
Pardon me. So I just want to kind of lay out what we're doing here. So John was referring, Commissioner Mack was referring to specific language in the staff report. I still think it might be changed to should. So let's just put a pin in that.
Sure.
And then you're pointing us to something in the mobility plan, which demonstrates the firm commitment on the part of the mobility plan, which was already passed, to do exactly what Commissioner Mack is saying. Correct? Is that a correct?
Correct.
Great. Why don't you go ahead and read that?
Okay, great. So it's just a quick paragraph. The street segments indicated on the networks represent potential opportunities to connect major destinations, but they are not intended to represent the full range of street options that may be considered during the implementation phase. For example, while Westwood Boulevard is identified on the Bicycle Enhanced Network as a plausible north-south means of connecting UCLA with designations to the south, parallel north-south corridors may be substituted to implement Westwood bicycle enhancements and provide an alternative connection to the citywide network based upon more detailed operational studies and community engagement.
So just to put a finer point on it, we already passed that, correct?
Yes, that was adopted as part of the January 20th plan.
Mr. Mack, I think we can make the language change in the staff report.
I'm looking at what we have before us today, and it's not that firm and that strong.
I think we can make that language change that you're suggesting.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
So we'll note that if there's a motion today. Mr. Mack, are you sufficiently sophonsified?
Yeah, if indeed we make that.
Mr. Katz?
Amendment.
Also, for staff, sorry, Claire. One more time, please. Just one more time for this side.
For now.
Yeah, just. I wouldn't go far there. Look who's after me. But I have a question not specific to changing anything that's in here now, but what I'd like to see, and I'll ask for the chair's help in this, I would like to get some updates for the commission on utilization of the bike lanes. We have a lot of discussion about expanding the bike lane network. I'm sort of curious as to what the utilization is, and what I'd like to do, I'd like to know, let's look backwards, from a year ago, and let's see if we can get, I don't know what it's practical, how often to get an update, but I want to see, and we should probably break it down I think you have this broken down by regions or nodes within the bike lane network.
We've broken the maps down just for illustrative purposes into different regions, like the other valley.
Maybe we could do the numbers the same way, so we can, at least as we're going forward, and I think that's the kind of data as the council goes forward and looks at what they're going to actually build and fund is really critical to know, and I'd appreciate seeing the numbers in real numbers as opposed to percentages also.
No, I think data is really, really critically important. Yeah. Data was identified actually in the 2010 bicycle plan for a number of key important programs. We've carried those forth. We've actually elevated it to a policy level, saying that it's going to be really critical for us as a city to do kind of before and after studies. And one of the things we struggle with probably the most here is actually having kind of the funds to do that. But we're actually working very closely with DOT and Metro to identify continued funding to be able to do that very same thing.
Yeah, I think it's critical as we go forward, and whether it's once a year or twice a year, to at least that kind of update. If it's also, while we're talking about it, since you mentioned Metro also, I'd also be curious if you could find out from the Metro Bike Share Program, but also the Santa Monica Bike Share Program, which has been in effect longer, I think, than Metro's, where they are relative to their projections and utilization.
That's a great idea. We'll get that information. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Commissioner Cho? Commissioner Dake Wilson.
Hi, my name is Renee Dake Wilson, and I am a transit rider, a car driver, a bike rider, a pedestrian. I use complete streets in my in my weekly commute for my work, my kids, my social life, my health, my safety. I feel the need to restate this because the language that's coming back to us is essentially, I'm okay with it. I think that it's important to be a little moderate and accept diversity of users. We've certainly heard from a diverse group of street users today with different perspectives. But in essentially, some of the language that's coming back to us today is a watering down of the initial priorities. Number one for me, for the mobility plan, will always be the number one priority is safety first. That's been changed now to a bullet, and there are five equal bullets in the mobility element. Am I incorrect? I remember this from the staff report. Claire Bowen, you're giving me that look. It speaks volumes.
We had safety first is still the first one in terms of its ranking.
It's the first bullet, but right, the number has been taken away.
Yes, actually.
Okay, so the numbers are gone.
Right.
And in my mind, safety is always first, and it is always number one. I appreciate it. That is the first bullet, but safety is first. And what I would like to say in narrowing the conversation to the modifications under consideration today is that a number of things I want to say. I believe that bike lanes are safer and more functional with the increased number of protections and the increased number of riders, and that those two go hand in hand. That if you have a designated bike lane, you're going to have more riders, and by having more riders, that is inherently more safe. I believe that bicycling and pedestrian and transit users are typically among our lowest income users. And car drivers are typically among our higher income users. And that's proven out. So 75% of people who ride transit statistically are of very low income riders. But we're working on it because we're having transit stations and housing near and near job centers all together with transit-oriented development. This is what's going to grow more and more in our city. We're not going to be fewer people. We're going to be more people on our roads. We're not going to have more cars fitting on our roads. We're going to start to have more multimodal systems. So we're going to start to have users of smaller and diverse types. There's that great graphic over and over again of, I don't know how many, 100 people in cars filling a street, and then all in a bus, like one bus. So I want to provide for more alternative, easier, and safer ways for people to transit around our city. I have taken seriously into serious consideration the number of bus and car and bike and pedestrian traffic seriously into considerations of this plan. I think that I see that as specifically as a reason to provide bike lanes on Westwood Boulevard and Central Avenue. We have a diverse number of users, and we have to provide for all of them. We can't only provide for cars with a sidewalk. I believe that we have a diverse number of users, and we need to provide for all of them. I believe that I have been to several conversations, not only along this dais. I'm so pleased to have been able to support the mobility element several times now, but I went to a year and two ago, we had this long series of several open houses around the city with the plan for Healthy Los Angeles, the mobility element, and other items that were there. And I went to one down in Wilmington and got to see the community down in Wilmington come out and learn about this. None of this, they were around the city at different times and different days so that all members around the whole city could have input. This is not the first go-round for the mobility element. The Bicycle Enhanced Network, the Transit Enhanced Network, the Pedestrian Enhanced Network, all of those networks, and especially the Backbone Bicycling Network, which was approved several years ago and is still being worked on implementation, have had such significant amounts of input. I don't believe that sitting here today, I have the right to remove a single street from any existing network. What we're passing today is an aspirational plan that will then go further upon implementation to have community input in the future. The language I feel is very strongly listed in this document to allow for that future participation. Obviously, there are two very strong vested interests opposed about Central and Westwood. Obviously, before that is implemented, that will be debated in the public realm further. At this point, in no way do I support removing either of those networks from the Bicycle Enhanced Network, from what I've said already. I really appreciate that professor, that council member Koretz took the time to come to our commission. There's been a lot of swirling information, difficult conversation around the Westwood bike lane. I appreciate the time that he came to represent his point of view and represent his constituents. I don't think he's doing it out of malice in any way, and I think we should all remember to respect all opinions, but I object to the classification he used, which might be of just misspoken to say that he's representing all of Westwood being against bike lanes. Certainly, if I look at the mail that I have received around this item, James sends us, our fabulous secretary, sends us bulk emails when we have a lot of items. We've received over 100 comments for this meeting, over 100 comments about this. And I would say by far the majority has been in support of retaining these bike lanes. But people care a lot about this. And I care a lot about this, but all of Westwood is not against these bike lanes. I would also like to add that, lastly, that better enhanced complete streets lead to more community relationships. It leads towards bikers are people who spend money. They're people who work. They are people who get from place to place. They are parents. They are healthier in general, let's hope, except for all that granola bar eating or Cliff Bar eating when they're exercised out. But what I'm trying to say is that by having bike lanes and enhanced pedestrian networks along with transit and cars all in a street allows for neighborhoods and communities to thrive. That's when you have businesses that have better foot traffic on the streets. That's when you have better eyes on the street and better safety. And I am in full support of staff's recommendation on this and feel that it safely and concurrently addresses the concerns of both sides that before the Central and Westwood Boulevard bike lanes are ever implemented, that there will be further discussion. And for that, I'm fully in support of staff's recommended actions. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Perlman, are you going to need Claire or should I let her sit? Stay with us.
Sorry, Claire.
It's okay.
Take a breather. A few things. First, I want to thank everyone for coming out today. I want to thank everyone who submitted comments to us. As Renee said, we received a lot of written comments. People who weren't able to make it today but submitted very thoughtful comments, which we do review. In that regard, I wanted to mention, late yesterday we received a letter from, I think it's called Hollywood Help. It is a strange acronym. It came in very late yesterday, and that is not in compliance with our procedural guidelines. I believe it was 24 pages plus exhibits, and so we provide in our it's right on the first page of our agenda as far as what written comments, how they should be submitted, and that if they are submitted within 48 hours, they're limited to 2 pages. And that, quite frankly, Hollywoodians encouraging logical planning. This is not to call them out. This has happened with others. We do simply do not have the ability. We want to sit here and consider what's in the record before us. we cannot consider things that are 24 pages that we get the day of or the night before. We're all volunteers here. We spend a ton of hours preparing for this, but we can only prepare with the stuff that's given within a reasonable period of time. So that will not be considered, or has not been considered by the commission. I want to also thank Councilmember Koretz and the other council offices for coming and lending their input here. I think it's important to point out, and we did discuss this. Sorry, Claire, I will get to you. Okay. We did just foundation. We did discuss this at our when we originally considered and approved the mobility plan. That this is aspirational. This is not written in stone. These boulevards like Westwood Boulevard and Central Avenue. There will be further analysis done before there's a determination as to whether, for example, there will be bike lanes on Westwood Boulevard. What this merely sets forth is the ability, the predicate to do that further analysis. I believe in Westwood Boulevard, and I think also on Central, there needs to be additional engineering work that's done. That has not been done yet to determine the feasibility, but we have to lay this foundation to even enable that to happen. So I want to speak to Westwood. I'm sorry, Claire. I want to speak to Westwood because I know that better. I do know Central, but I can't speak with as much background there. As one of my fellow commissioners said, I also attended UCLA. I live in CD5. I go to Westwood. I still long for what Westwood used to be when it was an active and vibrant community. I appreciate hearing from the diverse residents there, many of whom have been there for a long time, spent a lot of time trying to participate in helping to retain that community. But the center, the core of that, besides UCLA, has withered in many respects over the past number of decades. And in part, it's because it has not been, I think, open to the various modalities of transportation. I appreciated someone said they counted 900-some buses there. That is a lot of buses. I remember when I went to UCLA back in the dark ages, I think buses were first coming online. It was RTD. There were a lot of buses, and now and horses and buggies. And now it's exponentially more. However, and this is in the EIR, that will remain. In fact, it will increase the number of vehicle miles traveled in that community will increase in the future without this project. With the project, they will remain at the current level. So we will do better. And why is that? It's because I think one of the homeowners said the people who travel to UCLA and can't take a car because there's very limited and restricted parking at UCLA right now travel by bus or they fear for their lives and get on a bike. These people are going to be taking, hopefully, the Expo line and other ways to go travel there by public transportation. They will have their bikes, and then they want to travel up the main street. We can designate, and it's not just Gailey. Gailey turns into Midvale halfway below. I used to live on Midvale. It is a narrow residential street. It's two lanes, most of which is taken up by parking on both sides, so it is much narrower than Westwood Boulevard. Just like the problem with West Holmes, seven blocks to the east, bicyclists are not going to use those. They're already sharrows on Gailey and on West Holmes, but they are not used the same way because people travel through the center. It's the way we all are. We walk the shortest path. We ride our bikes the shortest paths. So to me, Westwood makes sense. There will be a transition. And this, again, is whether engineering determines that's appropriate or not. There will be a transition. It will take time, but everything takes time. Subways didn't exist in New York on day one, but people, the accommodations came into pass. Same with our metro system here, and we will all get there. I firmly believe that. So more bikers equals fewer cars and buses on the road. And the EIR does say that. Couple of questions that I promised I would get to you. A couple of questions for you. In the text amendments, the equity language on page 13, this is the text amendment. So this is on, Exhibit A2, the text amendment on page 2, section 1, equity, which refers to page 13. I'll give you a moment, sorry. It's the second page. So it's the second page of the PDF, but it's the first page. Under 13, the full paragraph that's right at the end there that you wanted to add to the end, on the second sentence says, by placing a citywide emphasis on safety, access, and health, the city can begin to equalize the playing field and first address socioeconomically disadvantaged areas, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not sure why first. To me, it needs to be addressed. They all need to be addressed. I didn't see why first was appropriate there. Can you explain that or why it's necessary?
Mai, do you have anything you want to add on that?
Sorry, but I always get into the weeds on this stuff.
She had more of the conversation with the council office that actually recommended this.
Okay.
This was the language introduced and discussed with CD8. They really thought that equity should be uplifted and be the end goal of all of these other goals. So that, you know, although safety is first, it should be first in areas that are socially, economically disadvantaged.
I would agree, though, that I think we could take out first and just say the playing field and address.
Yeah, to me, the term first should not be in there. So as part of a motion, I consider striking that. Moving forward on page, again, I'm using the PDF, sorry, page 3, so maybe page 2 of what you have, adding at the bottom of the page, adding the new program, PL14. Sorry, I went too far. Well, on PL14, I lost my own note. Hold on. I went too far. 4.6. No, there it is. It's on the same page we were on before. I apologize. Two paragraphs down, policy 4.6, data-driven prioritization. In the second line of amending the policy, it says based upon equity. It seems to me it should be based upon seeking equity or achieving equity. Because it's a policy that we're seeking to gain.
Yeah, I think
so.
I would
propose that. Frankly, I don't remember what my comment was to PL 13. So let's go to Exhibit A3. If I can find it. This is the map amendment. So if I went to the preview, I could have cleared this. Brown Act. So on the bottom of the second page, it says, which is the last text before we see the maps. It says, add the following text as a footnote to the PED map, but I don't see anything below that.
The PED map is there. You don't see the footnote, or you don't see the...
It says, add the following text as a footnote. So what text are we adding?
Not there.
It looked like there would have been text there.
That's right. I don't know. I apologize if your versions cut this out, but basically the notes, it's the same note that's added. Do you see for the NEN maps? There was also a footnote. It's basically the same, but just it says consider incorporating pedestrian type improvements to any street that serves a school, park.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah. Basically the text that you have for the above, add the following to the NEN map. We should have the same language for the PED map, just transferring NEN for PED.
Yes, and these two footnotes are in response to conversations we've had with Council District 1, who was particularly interested in ensuring that, again, we had flexibility to increase or to add things to the PED, the NEN or the PED maps as we go forward to make sure that we had opportunities to can make connections to these particular important assets.
Okay, great. And finally, I just I want to thank the representatives of LA Fire Department for your input on this and for coming today. And I did see in the addendum, I'm very satisfied with the inclusion of the reference to the STRAT plan, the LA Fire Department STRAT plan. To me, based upon that, it looks like, it doesn't look like, I think that we, that there is no significant impact reference there, and I'm comfortable with the addendum. So I want to thank the fire department and staff working together on that. Those are my comments.
Commissioner Millman.
I echo my fellow commissioners in thanking everyone for coming today and testifying, to the council member for coming and giving us his viewpoint, and for everyone in the various communities for giving us a picture of what your experiences are on the streets in your neighborhoods when we are not there ourselves. So thank you for that. You know, I want to highlight something that Renee said about complete streets, which is that complete streets bring neighborhoods together. And as we move into the implementation phase of this plan, I want our communities to remember that complete streets bring neighborhoods together. So with that, I'm ending my comments.
Excellent. I have, Claire, you can sit. I have just a couple comments before I'll entertain a motion. I lived on Westwood Boulevard, just north of Santa Monica Boulevard, and bike rode up Westwood Boulevard to go to UCLA School of Law for grad school, and was deeply fearful of my life. In fact, started taking Big Blue Bus to put my bike on the front of the bus just to get from where my street ended to the base of UCLA, whereupon I would bike ride the rest of the way to my school building. In fact, Big Blue Bus and I believe Expo Line are going to have bike accommodation. So I think Westwood Boulevard is a great place for a bike lane, but irrespective of my personal opinion, I also believe that we should not forestall an opportunity for study, because that's what these proposed changes to what staff has recommended really mean. It means this ending of a conversation as opposed to thoughtful study, and I am against something of that nature. I think in the future we should look at all the opportunities to put complete streets and bike lanes to accommodate all types of mobility. And that's really why I believe we should move forward with the staff recommendation, aside from my personal belief that Westwood Boulevard would be an appropriate place. The only other thing I would say is change is hard. I think that's been acknowledged. But I think this is an aspirational document that has many public engagement processes before it, before we're actually to build a bike lane. And I think that I want to keep all the cards on the table for that discussion to be had in the future. And I also want to thank the councilman, our third visit from a councilman who came down to speak with us and share his thoughts. It means a lot, and it carries a great deal of weight. That being said, I would entertain a motion if one of my colleagues had one.
Hi, this is Renee Dake-Wilson. I'd like to make a wholehearted motion in support of staff's recommended options with the following amendments. As mentioned in our conversation, text amendments, equity language on page 13, we're going to strike the word first. On policy 4.6, we're going to change the text from based upon equity to based upon seeking equity. In the staff report, per John Mack's recommendation, we're going to change a should to a could when talking about alternative routes being considered. And in the although staff report is not approved by us. And then the map amendments for the, we're going to add the NEN footnotes to the PED footnotes for the maps. And that's my motion.
I'll second.
Okay, Renee, I think in John Mack's desire, it was going from could to should, not should to could.
Oh, correct.
Right.
Could to should, sorry.
Dana? Okay, so we, James, we have a first and second. Will you please call for the vote?
Certainly. Commissioner Dake-Wilson.
Yes.
Commissioner Perlman.
Yes.
Commissioner Cho.
Yes.
Commissioner Katz. Commissioner Mack.
Yes.
Commissioner Millman.
Yes.
Commissioner Padilla.
Yes.
Commissioner Ambrose.
Yes.
The motion carries.
With that, we're going to take a 5-minute recess. We'll be back at 11:30 a.m.